else got something you'd like to praise God for? I'll give you an opportunity before we get started.
Goodness and grace.
Amen. God's good.
Praise mercies. He gives us
everything. Amen. God's worthy. He deserves our praise. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Does good just to stop every now and then and thank Him for saving us.
Yes.
And telling people what He did. Amen. That He saved our soul. Praise God. Hey, you know, our children, our grandchildren need to hear that. Amen. You know, you hear people say, well, you got to get them lost before you can get them found. Well, you just let God deal with that. You just let them know how good God is. It's the goodness of God that leadeth men in repentance. And you just talk about how good God is to you. And buddy, when they get down and they say they don't know which way they're going to turn, hopefully they'll remember how you said Jesus is the answer for every problem. Now we're going to be looking. I want you to bear with me this morning. I'm going to start looking at in this thing of warfare. This is an important subject, and we are at war. And this is thing of being lost. How many of you have ever been lost? You was lost. Maybe out in the woods, or you was out hunting, or you got turned around, and you didn't have a clue where in the world you are. Yeah, anybody like this? Yeah. How many of you have ever been driving down the road that you live on, and all of a sudden you say, where in the world am I? Any of y'all ever had that happen? Yeah. You're lost as you can be. You ain't got a clue where you're at. And you're sitting there, where am I? And then all of a sudden you see something, you know what I mean? A landmark, and then you realize where you're at. Lost. It's a thing of being lost. And how many in this room have ever been in a warfare situation? How many of you have ever been in a warfare situation and you didn't know where you was at? That's bad, is it not? That is a bad situation. You get out, you could get out there and get behind enemy lines, and you don't know where you're at, don't know where you're going, don't know what direction you're moving. You could be moving right into the hands of the enemy. This thing of being lost is important that you realize how this thing of being lost works. How the devil uses it. How Satan uses it. He uses it on any of us. Hey, there's more to salvation and just being saved. Would y'all agree with that?
Amen.
There's more to this word loss than being without Christ. Because you can be saved and still be lost.
Amen.
And we're going to kind of look at all these situations. It's going to take me several weeks to get that. We're going to start off, we're going to read some definitions and just start thinking about this word lost. I know when I looked in my dictionary, the word lose, loss, and lost, they're totally interchangeable. Lost simply is a past tense. So any definition for lose is the same definition for lost, only it's past tense. Okay, you following what I'm saying? And we're going to try to look. As I read these definitions, I want you to try to think of scripture verses that come to your attention when you hear these definitions. I had several of them as I was reading them that was coming to my mind. First, I'd like to say the word lost, is found in the New Testament only one time. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. The only time the word lost is found in the New Testament. It's found in the four Gospels. But the Bible said, you know, there's no power of a testament until when? The death of the testator. So Jesus Christ didn't teach, he wasn't teaching, you know, New Testament grace. He was teaching Old Testament law. He was reaching out to the children of Israel. And he was trying to show them a better way, a new way. But he was teaching law. You read it. You'll find out, buddy. He giving them law. Trying to get them to do what? See that they could not live up to the law, that they needed a Savior. For the law is what? A schoolmaster, right? Amen. To bring you to who? Christ. They needed to see that they needed a Savior before they could ever receive Him. Now, Jesus Christ, so one time is found in the book of 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3, and if our gospel be hid, is hid unto them that are lost. You know, you could be saved and the gospel get hid to you again. It happens to people. People forget that they were one time saved. Fine, it's in the Scripture. Yeah, look it up. It's in the Scripture. And, you know, and it takes God to give them repentance from that once they get in that condition. It happens to people. And we're out here not just to reach people that are lost in sin. We're out here to reach people that are saved and living in sin. Too, you know, that's our job. Amen? It's our job to edify and build up and encourage believers. Because they're going to reach people that you can't. But you got to get them. And I'm going to tell you something. If a person does not have that assurance of his salvation, he's not going to do much for God. How can he tell people about God's salvation and how good God is when they're out there, you know what I mean, lost in their sins and filled with their own ways and their minds clouded by the devil? It's found one time. It's found... And then in the Gospels, it's found 15 times in the four Gospel accounts. And if you look, you go look at them, I read them, you know what they're all about? Reaching a lost nation, the people of God, Israel. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. What was it? It was the nation of Israel. He was sent to the nation of Israel. Paul put it like this, that he was a minister to the circumcision. Who's that? It's the nation of Israel, children of God. He was a minister. But Apostle Paul was the minister. He was the one sent to the circumcised. He was the one that was given the doctrine for the New Testament church. Now, Jesus Christ was the Savior. Amen? For every dispensation of time, He's the Savior. He's the Lord. Jesus Christ. He's the Savior. But you read those 15 accounts, and it's all about reaching a nation, a people of God. Read them. I'd encourage you to do that. And then it's found several times in the Old Testament. Again, who's it talking to? It's talking basically and mostly to the people of Israel. Why? Because the Gentiles were not a people. They were just dogs and hogs. But God's grace reached out to them. They could come in. They could be friends to Israel. They had a part. Those that believed. Amen? Those that believed. And the nation of Israel was supposed to be a light unto the Gentiles, which they weren't for the most part. Why? They lost some. You know what it is? They lost their compassion. God told them, you know, you were a stranger in Egypt. Huh? And they were to remember that. that there were strangers that was going to come to them. And what were they to do? They was to reach out to them. They lost their way. They lost their compassion. Now, I'm going to give you these definitions now. In the first definition, lose, to be unable to find. I know. Hey, men, ain't it awful? You got something you're working on. Where is that tool? Huh? Where is it at? Man, you go through your toolbox. You go through, you go all the way through. I hate to do that at work. You know what I mean? You lose something. You got to have it. That don't look good. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing, boss man? What are you doing? I'm looking for one of my tools. You need to be busy working. I can't work without this tool. You got to find it. And, man, you go through your toolbox, you go through all your drawers, and then you're sitting there. And then next thing you know, here's what I do. I go to the last place I remember and start walking it out and praying. Huh? God help me.
Most of the time
it's
right in front of us.
Sure it is. It's like a lot. I ain't got my glasses with me. I don't want to say. How many of you ever look for your glasses and they be sitting right there on your nose? Don't think. We can get lost, buddy. It don't take much to turn us around. This brain up here, it'll fool you. And the devil warreth against our mind. Don't ever forget about that. He wars against our mind. To lose, not be able to find. To lose someone in death. We've all lost. We got people that's lost to us. We can't reach them. We can't touch them. Can't talk to them. You know, we can talk to the Lord about them. We ask them to drop them a note from time to time. You know? But they're lost to us. To lose someone in death. To fail to control one's temper. Now, I know nobody in here has ever lost their temper. Some people are always lost when it comes to their temper. I've known people, they are mad all the time. Huh? They're an angry person. They're not happy about nothing. They are lost. And they have lost their temper. One fella said, that's what you need to do. You need to lose it. You need to lose your temper because you've got plenty of it. Huh? Lost as one's temper. Failure to win. Defeated. Now, I'm asking you to think about scriptures. Huh? Jesus said, man, there's a sheep, right? It had went astray. He didn't know where to find it. He went out upon the hills to search it and to find it. We got people, we got friends that they're out here lost. And we need to help them to find their way. Failure to win or be defeated. How many Christians today are walking around defeated? Huh? Circumstances, problems that has defeated them. They're lost by their defeat. If shoe fits, wear it. Huh? That's the only way things change. We got to let this mirror, the mirror of the Word of God, speak to us. The mirror of what is true, let it speak to you. A failure to win or to be defeated. To fail, how after Vietnam, how did that affect the United States? It defeated us. It defeated us. It did damage to us and our nation, and you would have hoped that we would have turned to the one that could have made the difference. But it didn't really happen. And it still isn't happening. A failure to win, to be defeated. We've all lost. Any of us ever been in sports, you know what it is to lose a game, to lose a match. It makes you so happy, don't it? You're so encouraged by it. Huh? Woohoo! Boy, I really lost that one. Hey, I got a record at West Rowan for the quickest loss. Well, it wrestled a guy up at Thomasville. He was 3-time state champion. He looked like an orangutan. I swear to goodness, his arms seemed like they come all the way down to here. Big old long arms, big old long muscles. Man, that guy was stout. I was so excited about that. I mean, I set a record. Well, I went after that guy, I went and locked up with him. He shot a cross face and blood went across the mat. Boom! Busted my nose. Down on the mat. Pow! 26 seconds. He pinned me. I was so happy about that. I couldn't wait to go to school next day and say, "Well, I set a record." To be defeated. Hey, you want to know how to get excited? Win a few battles. You want to get yourself out from underneath the weather? Get on top side. Do things that you know is right. Every time you do, you win. Every time you open up that Bible and study, you win. Every time you drop on your knees and pray, you win. Being defeated. A failure to make use of time. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Make wise use your time. Don't let your time. Hey, every second, man, how much time have we lost? I mean, just lost. There's coming a judgment seat, and we're going to give an account. I think it's in this Bible. I usually write it down in every Bible I got. I don't see it, though. Maybe I didn't write it in this one. Yeah. So I got four things God's given us. He's given us His Word. A failure to study it, we're going to be judged on that. He's given us time. 24 hours in every day. We all got the same amount. And we're to redeem that time, make wise use of it. And we're going to be judged with what we did with our time. Amen. We've been given an apostle. And then that apostle has given us church doctrine. 7 mysteries that we're to study and understand so we can encourage and build people up with. You know? And we're going to be judged what we do with our apostle. He's our apostle. He shows us what we are to be doing and what we should be doing. And He said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." We're going to be judged what we did with that. And then finally, God gave us His Son. We get so busy sometimes, we lose. Do you realize He's with you every moment of every day? How many of us get to the end of the day and say, "You hadn't even spoke to Him one time"? How rude we are! We lose the sense of His companionship. Loss of time. Loss of talents. A lot of us have had talents we never, ever used for God. Now, I enjoy to sing to the glory of God. I ain't no singer. I don't really have no talent for it, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know, I'm going to do it anyway. I want to glorify God. I can carry a tune most of the time. I ain't got no good singing voice, but I'm going to cut loose with it every now and then. And praise God with it. I'm no guitar player, but I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to use it down in the nursing home. What little bit of talent I got with it, I'm going to try to use it to the glory of God. And some of you have gotten talents in ways, don't lose them. Don't let them be lost. That's right. Whatsoever your hand find to do, do it with all thy might as unto the Lord. Some of you's got talents in building and management and all kinds of things that you can offer this church to be a blessing and a help. Okay, fair use time and talents or the supplies that God has given you, money, land, houses, all this is to be used for the glory of God. To lose one way in a physical sense or a spiritual sense. Now, I asked you, man, how many have been out on the road and, man, you go down there. I remember one time I was heading to the beach and I was getting it down through there and it was late, you know. I missed a turn. And I'm going down through there and I'm just a booking it. About 55 miles an hour. You know, it's kind of late, a little bit foggy. And all of a sudden, I'm on a dirt road. Where in the world am I? I'm lost. I lost my way. Then I'm trying to wonder, where did I turn? Or where did I not turn? How far am I out of the way? Huh? There's a lot of people that get out there and they walk in with God and they start to lose their direction. Become so interested in a certain thing that we fail to notice anything else. You can get caught up in this world. You can get caught up in the things that love not the world nor the things of the world. But we can get caught up and so enamored with the things, with the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And boy, and the devil will get your attention on something that's something that's just so important to you. Whether it be hunting or fishing or golf or whatever it is. And that you lose your focus. I've always heard that, boy, you need to keep the main thing the main thing. What is the main thing? To glorify God in our bodies. That's the main thing. To do the will of God. Jesus always did those things which pleased the Father. Become so interesting, we fail to notice anything else. Loss or losing or being lost. Time, money, your mind, your vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Understanding. A lot of us lose our understanding with our children, our spouse, family members. We're not very understanding. Another loss could be the amount, thing, person. The loss of testimony. The loss of trust. People are perishing. They're lost. It's a loss. That's a great loss. Then there's things that's lost by troubles. Troubles come, troubles go. And these troubles bring loss. Loss in the past tense of lose, that is mislaid, unable to find, missing, destroyed, defeated, wasted. That's what it means. And examples could be a lost hat, a lost child, a lost ship, a lost cause, lost time, lost opportunities, loss of character, lost in thought, loss of affection. The Bible says we're to love one another. That's a command. Love is not something that you trip and fall into by accident. Huh? That's the way a lot of people talk about it. We fell in love. I just kind of tripped over his foot and fell in love with Jerry over here. Don't even go there. Loss. Loss of affection. Today's lesson was lost on the class. How many sermons have we heard? It was just lost on us. We heard it. But what it was supposed to do in our lives, it was just water on a duck's back. It just rolled off. We're all facing this thing about being lost. We've all been lost. We're losing. Sometimes we lose ground. We suffer loss. And we need to know what the answer is if we want to fight the battle. What causes it? Where does it come from? Got your Bibles? I want you to turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. You're probably wondering if I was ever going to read any scriptures. Proverbs 3, and verses 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. This is one of the ways that we become lost. Who are we trusting? Start trusting in our own self, our own abilities, our own ways. That's one of the ways we get lost. The Bible says we're not to what? Lean on our own understanding. You can't trust this. My wife, when she was in college for education, one of the things she had to take was psychology. He said, oh, God, that's enough. Psychology is a good study. There's a lot of nutcase ideas about it, but there's a lot of good stuff to be learned through psychology. Psychology is simply the way you think. Huh? And we need to understand, you know, the way we think. But in this psychology class, you know what they tell you? You can't trust your own mind. You know? It'll deceive you. It'll trick you. There's people who had them draw pictures of memories. I don't know if you ever seen. And we've all did the thing where you pass it, you say something to somebody there, and they say, and then you go around the room, and then come back, and now what was said? we've all done that. It'll show you, you know, the mind will trick you. People drew these pictures, and this is what it looked like when I was in this little place right outside of France, right outside of Paris that I went to. I'll never forget. It was exactly, this is the way it was. And they went over there, and they looked at it. It wasn't even close. They weren't even close to their memory. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. God knows your mind don't work. Why doesn't our mind work right? We're fallen. There is sin in our members. You know what that means, right? Ain't no sin in my soul, praise God. Amen. There's no sin in my spirit, hallelujah. My spirit worships and serves God perfectly. It's perfect. My soul has been made perfect in Christ. But this body ain't. This brain isn't. Your mind has to be washed daily. Why? Because it's connected to this brain right here. And there's sin in your members. And it'll deceive you. It'll trick you. It does not work right. At my work, I'm starting to ledger everything as I do it. Why? Because I keep from making mistakes and problems. And if we want to keep ourselves from making mistakes and losing our direction, we need to quit trusting on our abilities, lean not to our understanding, but acknowledge the Word of God. You want to live for Christ? Do the Word of God. And don't trust yourself to understand it. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach it to you. Each word. Look at Proverbs 14, verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Does anybody here know what self-righteousness is? I hear it all the time. Whenever you hear somebody telling you about what's wrong with somebody else, guess what you're hearing? Their opinion. Do you care what their opinion is? I hope not. We've all got them. Huh? And most of them stink. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. And we got things that we might think is right, but they're our ways. Again, you're leaning back on your understanding of what's right and what's wrong. We have a righteousness. Praise God. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, our righteousness. And there is no other righteousness. Your personal righteousness will fail you every time. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of what? Death. If you tell me I'm going to perish, no, but your ways are destructive. They lead to death. How many people have been destroyed in churches because of self-righteous attitudes, self-righteous behavior, leaning to their own understanding, teaching things contrary to the Scriptures, full of pride? Notice this. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but who's the way? And I said, there ain't but one way. That's the way of righteousness. There is no other way of righteousness. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that's where we need to find ourselves, letting the mind of Christ be in here. How do you get the mind of Christ? You get in this book. And don't try to figure out what it means. Let it figure you out. You don't read that Bible to understand it. You read that Bible to understand you. Because it's a mirror to show us where we are at. You think you're going to figure that book out? Do you think you're going to figure God out? His ways are past. Higher than us. past our understanding, past our finding out. And the same way about this book. You think you're going to figure this book out? Let that book figure you out. You approach that book remembering why you got it. It's there to help you, to fix you, to train you, to show you. And guess what? God didn't give me this book to come over here and fix Brother Jeremy. Brother Jeremy, here's your problem. Let me show you some of these. Here's some of the things you got wrong. And I'm surely ain't going to try to fix this man, though, or Brother Jim, or anybody else in this room. I read this book to get myself fixed. Amen. And to be a help to other people. Look in Proverbs 2. Proverbs chapter 2. Again, reading in verses 12. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, or perverse, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Now, who's he speaking to? Is this speaking to an unbeliever? It's speaking to a child of God, one of God's youngins. Solomon is giving counsel to his boys. Huh? You remember he had a son that became king, remember? And the old men came to him and said, "Now look, if you'll do this, the people will love you and serve you, and boy, they'll stick with you. They'll fight for you. They'll be on your side." Then he asked the young men, their counsel. He said, you just jump up and down on them, tell them, to, "Buddy, I'm the king. You just do what I say. And if you think my daddy was rough, buddy, I ain't messing around. I'll get you. You do what I tell you. I'm the king, you understand?" And what did they do? What do we have to do with David? They packed up and left, didn't he? He said, "No, come over here. You come over here messing with us." You see, he leaned to his own understanding, and then he listened to what? The counsel of wicked little boys, sport youngins. Lean not to thy own understanding. And he lost his way. Guess what else he lost? He lost 10 parts of the kingdom. Bad decision, huh? So much this thing about being lost, we need to consider how we behave, what we think, what we do, decisions we make. Keep on reading here. Who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. I read that over in Romans, where it says, not only do... Let me read that. Romans chapter 1. You can turn it if you like, or you just... Actually, it's Romans chapter 2. I'm not thinking right. There, don't lean to your own understanding. As mine will let you down. But the scripture I'm speaking of basically is telling us, you know, that, hey, we need to wait upon God's word and teaching and don't try to figure it out on our own, because if we do, we're going to fail. We're going to come up lacking. Who delight in the frowardness of the wicked. Here it says, they not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. You said, and I asked God, I said, how is it you do that? He said, well, when's the last time you watched any television? And found pleasure in it. And maybe some murder mystery or this, that, or the other thing. Why would we take pleasure in that? And killing. And fighting and hating. The Bible says, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So we've got to be careful about what you get in your mind, because that'll be what you think about when you lose your way. In Proverbs 2:19-19, it says, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. Now, look, King David had no clue when he walked out on that terrace that day, where he was going. He went a long ways before he realized he had lost his way. And it cost him a lot. It's important. It's important that we guard our steps, our mind, or we can lose our way. We can wake up someplace and say, how in the world did I get here? Y'all know the statement, sin, take you farther than you meant to go. Huh? Keep you longer than you meant to stay. And cost you more than you meant to pay. And why does that happen? Because you lost your way. You got lost along the way. So don't think every time you hear that word lost, that's for the unbeliever. It's got more to do with the believer. Because there will be people that won't hear the gospel because we lose our direction. We get caught up in things of this world. You say, so they're going to die and go to hell because of us? No, they're going to die and go to hell because they didn't accept Jesus. He's the Savior. But we're going to suffer loss of rewards at that judgment seat. We're going to suffer loss. There's going to be a lot of people. And they're going to look back and look at all the things that they lost and wish they had taken heed to the Scriptures. I'll close with this story. There was this woman, a friend of mine. He was a werewolf from Transylvania. He looked like one. Had that unibrow. But he was from Transylvania. And there was a lady in the church there. She didn't like children. She didn't want children. She didn't like children. She didn't like being around children. She had a dream one night. She came and told this to the church. And she was in heaven. And she was walking around with somebody. And she ran across a bunch of children that was there. And they said, why didn't you want us? And she said, who are you? I said, we were meant to be your children. See, she lost her way. She didn't ask God what God wanted for her life. Did God want her to have children? She did what she wanted. There's a lot of people out here today. They're doing what they want. And they're going to lose a lot of what God had for them. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Melvin, would you pray for us this morning?